We like to reflect the pub chat. It's not all about sports. And however, this conversation was brought about by myself listening to sport. I got introduced to the NFL in the last few years, not through watching it, but through listening to Fox Sports Radio. The team over there, Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, and our next guest, Doug Gottlieb. Now, he was very passionate the other day talking about it was tragic in Michigan. This was on Tuesday, Oxford High School, where another shooting, a 15-year-old went on a shooting spree, 4 dead, 6 other wounded, including a teacher. And listening to the Doug Gottlieb show over there in the States via the iHeartRadio app, if you listen to Wish to Doug and the team over there at Fox Sports Radio. But it was a passionate plea talking about the shootings. And I was listening to Doug and I'm thinking to myself, we don't have this problem here. We do not have this problem here. Boys, I'll ask you this question. How many shootings at schools do you think there's been in the United States this year, roughly?
I've no idea.
Yeah, there'd be a few.
I'm terrified to know how many.
Okay, before I give you the answer, Finchie for Australia, how many shootings at schools do you recall in your lifetime?
Well, I'm 40 this year, and I cannot remember one. The only shooting massacre I can remember was Port Arthur in, I think, 97. That's the only one. No school shootings I can ever remember.
Nor can I, and I'm a similar age to you. Max in the UK.
Similar age,
yep.
42. There's one I can remember in my lifetime, which was in Dunblane, 96, in Scotland. It was actually the school that Andy Murray attended. 16 pupils were shot dead, 15 others were injured, and Thomas Hamilton shot himself after that. But that is, I mean, unheard of. It's the only one I can remember.
Okay, so for context, the United States is about 5 times the size of the United Kingdom as far as population is concerned, 12 times that of Australia. Now, I can tell you this is the answer. The answer is this. 48 shootings
this year
at school campuses this year, 32 since August alone. And I'm pleased to say the host of the Doug Gottlieb Show is on the line. G'day, Doug.
How are you guys?
We're going all right, Doug. Very, very damning numbers over there, isn't it?
It's not even a tragedy anymore. You know, it's like there's an expression that we use, which is, and I don't know if you guys use this, which is like, the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You know, I have 3 kids, and I was at I'm one of these guys that can't seem to keep a job with the network. I've been at ESPN, at CBS, now at Fox.
You're in good company with me, Doug. I'm the same.
When I moved from ESPN to CBS, I moved from Connecticut to California, where I grew up, and that's really why I took the job. And Sandy Hook happened right after we moved. So it was 2012. And it was literally like 2 weeks after we had moved during fall break from a small town in Connecticut to Orange County. And so the elementary school my kids were in before we moved to California was very similar in size and in layout to Sandy Hook Elementary School. And I think, was it 20 first graders were killed? And do you know what our government did? Nothing. And what I said on my show, which is like, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been on national sports radio for 20 years. I was an athlete in college, played a little professionally in basketball. And basketball was my end to being able to talk about sports. And you know, like, look, it's a sports show. Like, we don't get into politics. Sometimes there is an intersection of it, but a lot of times, you know, sports is an aside from all the other things going on in people's lives. So I understand and respect that. But like, there are just certain times in which if you're a human being, you have to react to what is going on in every human being's mind and life. And I remember after Sandy Hook, going to pick up my kids from school and drop them off and looking around every inch of the campus and wondering, you know, what evil could come into their school. And I just assumed that, you know, we have, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican or you're independent, like, you're a human being. And you say, okay, well, like, this is a tragedy, but it's also a problem. And as you guys pointed out, a uniquely American problem. Let's work together and try and figure it out. And, you know, here we are. This is 9 years after Sandy Hook. And this is, you know, Columbine happened. I was in college during it. And we watched it all on TV. We watched these things happen. We've seen it happen to our country. And my point is really was this, and it continues to be this. Like, it doesn't mean that there's any one solution that will get approved, that will get rubber stamped, fix it, and it's done. It's over. It never happens again. That's not what's happened in Australia. Obviously, is probably the best solution. But because of people's interpretation of the Constitution, in the Second Amendment, I think the likelihood is nobody's going to be able to, one, get it passed to take all the guns, two, it just ain't going to happen. But that doesn't mean that there can't be, not just smart legislation, forget about a law being passed. Like, how about everybody come up with an idea, right? That's what happens at every company in the world when you have a problem. Everybody come up with an idea, come back to work tomorrow, and we'll discuss it. And it's like, we have people that are in Congress and been lifetime government employees, public servants. They don't do anything because they're all scared of this gun lobby. They don't, it's more important for them to get elected and actually protect our children. And it's disgusting and disgraceful. And I just kind of had it. Do you guys know this story?
This is
probably the worst one I've heard, where, you know, the parents buy the kid a 9mm.
It's ridiculous.
Buy him a gun. He's 15 years old. It's not buying him a hunting rifle to go out and go deer hunting. Bought him a 9mm. Okay? So he posts about it on social media. Then he posted his mom took him to a gun range. Then he gets caught the day before the shooting. A teacher finds him Googling on his phone how to purchase ammunition. She sends a note home to the mom. The mom texts the kid, "I'm not mad, LOL. You have to learn to not get caught." I mean, I'm only laughing because otherwise I'd just be angry.
Yeah.
It's impossible. It's impossible, I think, for people in Australia, like I've just moved from the UK, for any of us to comprehend, because you just can't get a gun easily in either of these countries.
I can't comprehend it. I don't understand. I don't understand how we have 350 million people. How do we have this many idiots? Like, we don't just have the market cornered on mass shootings. We have them marketed on idiots. And, you know, I mean, really, that's it. And it's honestly, it's one political party and one lobby. And then, you know, they have the support of people who think we're somehow taking away your freedoms. Like, look, the Second Amendment was written so that the British couldn't live with you. So you could have your own musket to protect yourself. This is 2021. Like, you don't need an AR-13.
Yeah.
How do you think you solve it?
Look,
like a few days after that, is it Thomas Massey, who I'd not heard of before as a Republican, is he senator or a congressman, tweeted out a picture of his whole family holding guns by the Christmas tree saying, "Merry Christmas, P.S. Santa, bring ammo." I mean, it's tone deaf beyond belief, but like that gets support. Like, it's so polarized in the United States politically. I don't see how you get to a solution. Like, does anyone have, like you say, does anyone have a good idea of how you can change things?
You know, I mean, to be honest with you, I think the issue with Democrats, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a left-leaning independent because there are things about the Democratic Party that I don't agree with. I'm just an independent. I'm the radical center. That's what I consider myself. Mm-hmm. I'm a radical centrist. But when they had the chance when Obama was elected to do kind of whatever they wanted. They had control of the two houses and the president, and all of that equity went into healthcare reform, which was needed. But they, you know, again, they in the midterm elections they get booted out because Democrats don't know how to celebrate their successes. They don't, you know, and it is a flawed piece of legislation. But when you have all three, then you and you know, you lost the Supreme Court as well when Donald Trump was elected. He got three Supreme Court justices, and now I don't know if we'll have abortion in our country. Like we just I don't know, man. Like we got all kinds of problems. But to me, it's an easy, immediate problem where you just call out the hypocrisy of it, where we have a good portion of our country believes in the sanctity of life until you're actually born, and then we don't care about you. I just think you have to continue to push and have smart gun legislation, you know, and because most people in the country, like what happens is the way our television works, it's two sides arguing, and we think that's what every political discussion is. But every study they've done says, you know, like, look, there's some easy, smart gun reforms that we can have out there. I mean, I don't think the issue is ever really solved until you get rid of the ability to buy semi-automatic and automatic weapons. Mm-hmm. You have to get rid of these gun shows where there's a lot of under the table stuff going on. But you have to kind of start piece by piece, and then you got to wait until you get a better control of the government, and then you have to have like-minded, reasonable people have reasonable discussions and have a president who can have a conversation with the American people on national TV. But instead, we waste it on other stuff. So does it get fixed? Probably not. because we're just in such, you know, we're like anybody. We're in the first part of solving a problem is admitting we have a problem. And we have half of our country who fails to admit that we have a major problem.
Hey, Doug, we've got about 90 seconds, but we can catch Doug anytime on the Doug Gottlieb Show. A quick one, the NFL starting to heat up a little bit. Who do you see as the Super Bowl champions? Who takes out the MVP?
Right now, Tom Brady's playing at the MVP, which makes no sense.
You're not
supposed to play football in your 40s. Great football in your 40s. But he's playing, and his hair looks better, and his face looks better. Like, beautiful. I don't even
care. There's avocado milkshakes he's on,
I hate that guy.
He's married to a supermodel.
Avocado ice cream.
Ice cream, that's it.
Avocado ice cream. He couldn't make it in Australia because he doesn't drink beer during the season.
That's right.
All of my friends that played in Australia and all of my Australian basketball friends tell me, like, that's like Gatorade. That's like water. You got to play hoop, and then you got to go drink beer and talk about
it. Yeah, usually you got to play hoop while drinking beer while drinking beer over here.
Why not? Right? I think the Green Bay Packers win it. The main narrative has been about Aaron Rodgers, who, you know, supposedly wants out of Green Bay, but they've been close the past 2 years. They've lost in their conference's championship game. I think this is the year, if they get healthy at the right time, they get over the proverbial hump and win the Super Bowl. And they might play the Patriots in the Super Bowl, who are playing like the best team in the other conference. But it's pretty compact. So, hey, guys, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you having me on. I do love to talk about sports. I'm passionate about these things. But if you could figure out a way to get me to do a remote in Australia, you let me know. And I'll be on the next plane.
We would love to do it another time. Doug Gottlieb from the Doug Gottlieb Show over there at Fox Sports Radio. Doug, we really appreciate it, mate. We'll chat to you soon.
Anytime, fellas.